교양말, 대교양말, 심한데 마찬가지였어요. 거기다, 너가 몇 번 들으셔야 돼요.
So this two divisions, you know, the difference in them, you know, is one ordinary person, you know, sees the object, and he sees the object. The object appears because of the potential in that person's mind, right? You know, so the object that appears is a false. You know, it's not true. You know, it's false. And then other one says, no, it's not false. You know. Although it appears, it comes into existence through the ripening of the potential in that person's mind, but it is true, it's there. Yeah. And so because of these two different beliefs, and they come to different kind of divisions in the mind of the school.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, this is in the text also, so it says the definition. The Chittamatsu assert that the part of the appearance that appears as a gross form to a form apprehending direct perceiver in an ordinary being's continuum is not polluted by the propensities of ignorance. And then the definition of false expectorance is Chittamatsu who assert that the part of the appearance that appear as a gross form to a form apprehending direct perceiver in an ordinary being's continuum is polluted by the propensities of ignorance. So this is one says it's false, one says it's not false. One says it's polluted by the ignorance, and the other one says it's not polluted by the ignorance. So that's the difference, like I said earlier. And then the divisions, again, the three type of the true expectorant, you know, the true expectorant and the false expectorant. So that first, the true expectorant is also divided into three. And it's just proponent of an equal number of subjects and objects, half aegis and non-pluralist. Yeah, so these are the three different kind of true
expectorants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
所以，初中外语呢，初中外语呢，那呢，有可能了。初中外语呢，以前呀，初中外语那些那么简单，西方外语那些更多一些，才得了。所以，初中外语，那么这个以前，估计初中外语结果也是积极。So the first one here says the equal number of the subjects and objects, and so what it says is that like when I'm looking into a fabric, like when I look into the fabric with the different colors or different patterns. So as there are many different kind of patterns, many different kind of objects and colors, so there should be that many subjects also. The subject, the eye consciousness. So that there is like for example, this is blue, red, yellow, and green. And then so all this eye, it feels like that's the one eye consciousness looking at it. But the eye consciousness which sees the blue is different from the eye consciousness which sees the red. So there is this one eye consciousness which sees blue. There's another eye consciousness which sees red. There's another eye consciousness which sees yellow, and so forth. So like that. So that way, that's what it means by saying equal number of subjects and objects. So subject is the mind that sees an object. It's the thing that's being seen.
Mm-hmm. No. ごめん、違ったもんな、自信にせよ。あれ、以前にもね、よくこのペペ、超じれ、超じれ、こ、超らんです。あれ、やら、たんげに、見せてよ、ち、ちゃ、たんじ、なんか、しゃばじ、まと。じなのや、見せる、せぼとめしば、見せる、かんぼとめしば、たんげ、しばじき、か、言ってるせよ、むしやめねえ、それ。てるせよ。
And so the other kind, is called the half eggs. So that is how is it? Eggs?
Eggs.
this is the English word. So that is like, you know, when you're looking into a fabric, you know, with many different kind of patterns and colors, and you don't have different mind, you know, seeing different patterns or different colors. There's one mind that sees the whole thing, but there's not even one mind that sees one thing clearly. It sees just the general. It gets the general idea of all these different patterns and colors, but it doesn't see one thing clearly. It doesn't see even one thing clearly because there's no one separate mind to see one thing and another mind to see one thing. So that's, you know, so when you have just a vague idea of this fabric with different kind of colors, so different kind of pattern, and so that's called the half, I guess. Maybe, you know, usually when we look into something that has many patterns and different, many different colors, you know, we didn't really pay attention. Actually, when we're looking into it, if we are asked, you know, if we ask ourselves, what am I looking at? Am I looking at the yellow color? Am I looking at the green color? Am I looking at the red color? Or am I looking at this pattern or that pattern? So when we see that fabric, you know, with many different colors, and like, you know, which includes the white also, do we see white?
So
even if there is a white there, I suppose there is a white there, the person sees the white. You know, if the person sees the white, then he doesn't have to go back again and look it carefully. Look, you know, look carefully on it again. Because you already saw it, right? You know, when we see the whole thing and the whole thing, then if we want to make sure there's a white there, then we have to go back again and see. Oh, you know, I thought there was a white, but I'm not sure. So then at that time, you're only looking at the white. When you carefully, when you go back and carefully look at it again, and so at that time, you're looking at the white of it. So isn't it like that? So when we, otherwise, you know, you don't have to go back. If you already saw the white, if you already saw the white at the first glance when you're looking at it, then you don't have to go back, you know, and see it again. So when the person is looking at, you know, the fabric with many different colors, you know, he doesn't see. he's just looking at, you know, the general color, you know, all these different colors, general fabric with many different colors. And so that's why the person has to go back again and to see the each, you know, colors. And so first you have this the vague perception of that multicolor fabric. So then after that, you know, you go back and carefully look at it, and then you see the white, right? So that eye consciousness that sees the white, does it see the yellow next to it? And so that, you know, usually, you know, it's like you don't see, you know, that the eye consciousness which sees the white doesn't see the yellow next to it. And then when you want to see the, you know, when you see, when you want to, you know, look into the yellow, you know, you change your, you change your perception, right, you know, to yellow, and then you see the yellow. So then when you're looking at the yellow, you don't see the white. Is it like that? What do you think?
Mm-hmm. No. You can see both at once.
What do you want?
你这几个大了，这个你这几个团员了，你是几个你这，我是那个啥，可是你这团员了。那你那不的，杨教授那啥时候接大款了，对吧？是了。 Then the person doesn't have to look carefully again, right? If you can't see both.
Depends how carefully he looks the first time.
아무사소까지는다들어가야 So no matter how carefully you look at the first glance, you see the whole thing, right? You're looking at the whole thing.
Mm.
Even if you look carefully, you see the whole thing. Even if you don't look carefully, you see the whole thing. And then the second time when you look carefully, then you see the particular object, the particular color that you're looking for. You know, the white pattern, the white in the color with the, you know, a square shape or circle shape or whatever shape it has. And you see that clearly, right? So that eye, which is looking at the white color, unless you move it, you know, to the yellow, it will not see the yellow, right?
No, that's not true.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Then what, you mean you see them both at the same time?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know why there's a question.
Huh?
If you look at the brocade, you can see the white, the yellow, the red, the green, the blue.
그때 동해의 가도 저하는 여기 시바지에 알아봐도 시바지 대강 보고 말아.
Because you have many perceptions, many consciousness.
I'm a half egoist.
So
if you're a half egoist, you know, then you see the whole thing vaguely, but you don't see each of them clearly.
Egoist or egotist?
He says egoist here, right?
Yeah, yeah, that is. You know, that is the reason. The reason is that 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 the
So here also it says, you know, you see the whole thing vaguely, and you can see one thing clearly and another thing clearly, but not clearly both at the same time. But anyway, so when you see this thing clearly, you know, the blue or the orange or the red, then you see it clearly. You know, it doesn't, if it's not there, the clear thing that you see is not there, unless, you know, unless there's the potential in the mind rightening. So that's why, anyway, so this is also saying that there is no external object.